Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Depeche Mode. So we're different colors and we're different breeds. Is your artist and today? Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Oh, what are you owing about? Are you going to put curlers
yes,
in your hair
maybe
this
I am.
Hour? That's going to be awesome.
Uh-huh.
Sounds great, Gertie.
You know, we updated the story about that horrible mass shooting in KCK in the, was that the 3 o'clock
hour.
I'm sorry. It's Monday. And Will, I was in the restroom when you did your newscast, so I apologize if you reported this. But the Kansas City Star just a couple of minutes ago posted that one of the mass shooting suspects was released from jail last month over objections from prosecutors. He has three pending felony criminal cases. And they let him out. So there you go.
Okay. China has suspended business ties with the NBA's Houston Rockets over a Hong Kong tweet. I have no idea what this is all about. I mean, I do, but the general manager of the Houston Rockets tweeted out a pro-democracy, pro-Hong Kong meme over the weekend. And China has lost their ever-loving minds. God forbid we stand up for democracy in this country. Several Chinese businesses now suspending any and all ties with the Houston Rockets. I applaud this general manager. And he deleted the meme.
Yeah, I don't know why he deleted it.
Doesn't make any sense. What happened to the Chiefs last night?
We don't want to talk about that.
The Indianapolis Colts happened.
Do they have our number or what?
I kept watching and screaming and hoping, like, until the clock ran out.
Tell the story that you told on Twitter this morning. It's so funny.
I was yelling and yelling and yelling, and I get this text from my 13-year-old son who's in the basement. So I'm directly one floor above him. And he says, "Mom, why are you yelling? The game's over. They're going to get the ball and kneel, and then that's over. Why are you yelling?"
No, the one I was talking about was when you're screaming at the TV, "They can't do that! They can't do that!" And under his breath, Chris Ketz just
without
goes,
even looking up.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
Mm-hmm.
I was so worried
you
he was going to get hurt.
To watch TV with.
Didn't you feel like last night I was worried Patrick Mahomes was going to get hurt?
I think he was hurt a little
well,
bit.
Well, yeah, his ankle, but there was a lot of running, a lot of sliding, a lot of hitting. I'm like, do not hurt him.
That's called football.
Yeah, well, leave him alone. Do you see he tweeted, "We will do better"?
Couldn't do worse.
I could do a lot worse. Have you seen the Miami Dolphins this year?
I genuinely felt like I was watching the Chiefs 3 years ago last night, and I did not enjoy it.
Actually,
he just kept getting hit.
Have you seen KU football any time in the past decade?
You and your disdain for KU football.
Yeah, well, what is your hatred of KU?
I don't
Where is that rooted?
Well, first off, I grew up in and around Columbia, so I've got that going for me. But KU football is just such an easy target. I mean, every week they go out there and star in a snuff film.
Wow.
Hey, they were leading Oklahoma 7-0 at
That's
one
right.
point.
Wow.
Yeah. And then what happened?
49-7
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 45-20 was the final.
Oh, whatever. I stopped watching
20.
After a while.
Mm-hmm. Scored 20. How many did you give up?
Anyway, it's going to be a sad weekend next week because I heard we have a bye, which means no Chiefs for you. just have to.
Did anybody go see The Joker over the weekend?
No!
Made $96 million in America. It is the highest grossing opening in the history of the month of October.
Yep. No.
Mm-hmm.
No such thing as negative publicity.
Although most of those theaters have not one, but like two armed police officers standing by.
Reading the news.
If I can watch it at home, I'm not going out to watch it.
Okay.
And the kids sure as hell are not going to see it.
Don't get mad at me. I'm just reading the news.
Uh-huh.
I'm a news reader.
Read me my news.
I can't wait to see it.
Ugh.
I'm a reader of the news. This story here from the Kansas City Star. Piles of illegally dumped trash usually greet Rodrigo Alvarez as he makes his way to work every morning in Kansas City's Ivanhoe neighborhood. As facility manager of the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council, Alvarez is charged with organizing the cleanup of the unsightliness that is a drag on his community.
Sightliness.
He sees the profound damage that illegal dumping is doing to his East Side neighborhood every day. Alvarez and a group of volunteers hit the streets looking to remove trash, mattresses, tires, and other debris that has been illegally dumped. It is discouraging work that resembles a game of whack-a-mole. Clean up one garbage pile, another one soon takes its place. Quoting here from Alvarez, I can't speak for the rest of the city, but I know that Ivanhoe has suffered greatly from illegal dumping. Neighbors have called us constantly. They do not want to wake up in the morning while everyone else has coffee on their freshly cut lawn. They don't want to have their coffee next to a pile of trash. Illegal dumping, by the way, is easy to spot. Black trash bags filled with guck were strewn across a vacant lot at 40th and Woodland.
It's a problem.
Yes. I wonder if this is a problem the city created.
Because of their trash pickup rules?
Well, because you can only put out, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, and you guys know better than me.
You got to have the stickers if you have more than.
You can put one bag of trash out per week. Anything more than that, you have to go down to the local hardware store and pay $1 per sticker.
Right, and that's the people correct. That are going down to do that are not the ones dumping mattresses illegal in vacant lots. If the city is going to be serious about fixing this, as well as the blighted vacant housing issue, they've got to throw money at it, Scott. They just do. More money.
In what way? Why don't you get rid of that stupid buy an extra sticker for your trash?
Because I think that the illegal dumpers are not going to put it out to the curb. I mean, they're probably coming from one part of the city and dumping stuff in another part of the city. I don't think it would solve the problem to change the trash structure.
I don't think you're really going, and again, I'm not a trash dumper, but I don't think they're really going that far. They're probably going a couple of blocks.
Well, when it comes to tires, keep in mind, those are being dumped because you have to pay to get rid of those. Like, you're thinking, I think, trash and mattresses. You need to be thinking about the, not that tires are hazardous, but the type of dumping where you are getting rid of it to make it somebody else's problem because you don't want to pay to get rid of them.
576-7798. Solve this problem for us because it is a problem. If you've driven into any portion of Kansas City that is a little rough around the edges, if you will, you've seen it. In some neighborhoods, it is awful. By the way, somebody writes in, it is $2.50 a bag, and we now have a two-bag limit. Okay. So you have a two-bag limit per week.
Which is not enough. I would never be able to make two bags. Never.
Okay. 576-7798. You solve the problem. Because it is a problem. And it is a blight on this city. How do you keep people from dumping their tires and their mattresses and their third bag of trash in some vacant lot? 576-7798. phones. Walter in North Kansas City. Walter, good afternoon. Hello, my friend.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going better than we deserve. Thank you.
The trash thing is kind of a little bit upsetting to me. I just went through this not that long ago. I live in Kansas City, but I live on the north end towards Liberty. And we've had a lot of trash problems up there with getting our trash picked up regularly. And it's been a hassle up there. But what it came down to was I couldn't get a special pickup to come pick up a swing set. And I even cut it up and did all that. I had to wait 3 months. So I'm like, okay, just let me take it to the dump then. Well, there isn't a dump for Kansas City. The only thing you could do is take it off Manchester. And the first time I did it was $35 a truckload. And I had to pay $15 for a hard hat and a orange vest to get out of the truck to put all the stuff in the trash pile. A couple weeks later, I went back, and they had raised it to $45 a truckload. And I just have a half-ton truck. Well, four truckloads later, we're talking, you know, it's taking me $100 to get rid of the swing set. I absolutely think that it's based on the cost. I mean, and I live on towards Liberty. I live in a little better area than some of the area we're talking about. I could necessarily afford to pay $100 and drive the stuff to the dump myself.
So, Walter, you guys don't get one free big item a month?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you get a free item? Do you get a big item anytime?
Well, they're supposed to be a couple times a month, a year that they do. You can put whatever you want out there. But last year they didn't do it. And then if you go on the site for the city, well, you can call numbers and try and get a special pickup. But it's been 4 or 5 months. People in my neighborhood have had to wait to get trash. And I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not storing that stuff. You know what I mean?
So where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put it?
Well, I paid $45 a truckload to take it to Manchester and dump it myself.
Okay.
But, I mean, the city doesn't have a free dump.
Right.
And really, they should. I mean, granted, we all pay taxes, I know everything costs. But in the end, you're talking about neighborhoods that they don't have pickup trucks and they're not hauling the stuff themselves. And so what's going to happen? They're just going to find some empty lot and dump it. And Kansas City's not. I came from the Detroit area. They have the same problem.
And then they're going to end up paying for. Here's the catch 22. You can say, we're going to make you deal with your own trash and we're going to make you jump through all these hoops and you got to buy stickers and you've got to drive it and pay $100, like all of this stuff, mm-hmm. because they're making some revenue on that, or they're at least trying to offset the cost of what it costs to haul it away. In doing that, if they are creating this system where people are then, I'm just going to dump it, they're going to turn around and probably pay 10 times the cost mm-hmm. to go around to answer the 311 action calls yep. and to pick up the dumped crap. You might as well just save the money up front and let people put something out once a month.
576-7798, Jake in Platte City. Jake, hello.
Hello. Hey, so actually, Dana made a great point as to what I was actually about to talk about. So I think the city should be doing something once a month where you can throw anything you want out. I mean, within reason, of course, within reason. And that may help, I mean, slow it down. I don't think it's going to stop it completely, but maybe put a damper on things. As far as that two-bag limit goes, I want to talk about that. That is absolutely absurd. I mean, a family of five goes through, I'd say, almost one bag a day.
Yeah.
Of trash. So that two bag limit is absolutely absurd. They need to change that. So, and I don't live in Kansas City, so I can't speak on behalf of how much they pay monthly for their trash. I know it's included in their water bill or whatever.
Yeah.
However, it seems to me like the prices are going up and the service and the quality is going down.
Let me ask you something, Jake. Instead of making everyone go and buy the extra bag or whatever they're doing,
tags.
Why not just within your trash and water bill, if they just charged everybody an extra, I mean, put the dollar amount on it, $10 a year or $20 a year, would that not be enough to offset that overall cost and save everyone the headache of having to abide by those rules?
Yeah, you know, and I completely agree with that. I think it would. However, and I mean, and I'm just going to put it out there, most of these companies are driven by greed. So most of them are driven by greed.
But Dana, to your larger point, and it was a good one, the story that we read details this young man who lives in Ivanhoe, okay? And every day he and some friends or some neighbors go and clean out vacant lots where people overnight have dumped junk, okay? Somebody's got to come pick that up. I presume that somebody is the trash company that works that neighborhood.
Or that is contracted through the city.
Or the city has to go pick it up. To your point, it was a good one. Why doesn't the city just say, screw it, we tried the $250 tags, it failed, we were trying to reduce the amount of stuff that you put out on the curb, but what you're really doing is just putting in a vacant lot.
Right. Yeah. They also have an enormous vacant lot / uninhabited property problem.
We tried, it failed, we goofed, sorry about that one, and now just put whatever you want on the street, and on Tuesday or Thursday, whatever day your trash pickup is, we're just going to pick it up. Because
we're going to end up picking it up anyway.
Because the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Yeah. We tried really hard and it failed.
Well, and most every household over the course of a year is going to have something that needs haul away that is outside of the regular trash protocol, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
Well,
a little bit
of this is so sad. Just a quick update. 5 just posted this. You heard over the weekend that Wyandotte County lost a captain over at their department over the weekend. They initially said it was a shooting in a home, and then they said it was some type of domestic dispute, and I had been waiting all day to hear who they had arrested. They did make an arrest, I believe, at the scene, and this coming to us from Channel 5 this afternoon, charges have been filed in Wyandotte County for the death of Captain Chris Arnold. And the accused killer is the captain's own son. Mm. They have charged Zachary Arnold with second-degree murder. He was taken to a different jail. This says for his own protection. Neighbors are reeling. Today would have been the officer's 59th birthday. Mm. Son is 22 years old.
Bob in Overland Park. Bob, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
About the caller who was paying to have his stuff taken away. Last time, a couple years ago, I replaced the stove and made probably many of the same phone calls until I called the scrapyard and got its location and brought it up there. They paid me for the metal that was in that stove.
Do you have a truck?
I have a van.
Okay. And I think that, Bob, I think that's great. But we have to remember that not everybody has a truck or a van to which they can haul these things to the scrapyard.
Well, that's true. But if it's a choice, I know you can rent a truck for about $20 a day. And that's a lot cheaper than paying somebody $50 to $70 to haul it off.
Yeah, but it's a lot more expensive than walking it 2 blocks down the street and dumping it in some vacant lot.
Can you just haul whatever out you want, Scott?
Me?
Yeah.
Within reason, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you have to call ahead?
No. I've put things out there like a vacuum cleaner that didn't work anymore, and they would just throw in the truck. I've never put out like a stove or anything. I don't know what the answer would be on that. I mean, I haven't put out a used car.
Well, I mean, that's where cities are saying, and I understand this, they have to put some kind of parameter on what you can put out there. I think for ours, you can't put out, like, obviously hazardous materials, like even paint. Sure. They won't take any of that.
Which, you know what people do with paint when you tell them you can't just put it on the curb? They just throw it in the trash can.
Which you're not supposed to do.
I understand.
There's a great place off I-35 that will take it for you.
I understand, but that's what people do.
Yeah. You have to make an appointment.
They say, screw it. I'm not taking it over to I-35 in Lamar. In the trash can it goes. And lo and behold, here comes waste management, and it's gone.
We put a couch out there once. I had to call ahead, but they took it. I think we get one large item a month.
They took it, or somebody else took it?
No, they took it. No one else would have wanted that couch. Oh, my God.
Oh, you would be surprised at the...
This was the cat urine debacle of 2018.
Doesn't matter. I am telling you, there is a taker for almost anything that you will put out for free.
You'd smell that couch once and be like, hard pass, ammonia.
Yeah, you are not the person who would take it, but I'm telling you, there is a person who would take that.
Frosty, what are you doing?
Oh, trying to drive home after a long day of hauling trash.
Oh. We got us an expert, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know about that. The reason why you're having such trouble up there in Liberty is I believe my company actually does the residential for there. We don't use the old school two guys on the back of the truck where you can just throw anything in it. What they use is called an ASL, or assisted side loader. It's got the mechanical arm that comes out, dumps it in the back of the truck, put the can back down on the ground where it was. The driver never even gets out of the truck.
True. Oh.
So when you have a large item, now you have to call the company, and we don't have as many of those as we once did. And then it's got to get on the schedule, on that driver's route, and it just takes forever and a day because the company wants to save a dime.
Huh.
What is the point, and let's go back to Kansas City, Missouri for a moment, and I don't know if you work Kansas City, Missouri or not, but what is the point?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. What is the point of the $2.50 tags that you have to go to the local hardware store to put on anything more than two bags of trash? I understand the original idea was, well, if we make people pay $2.50 to put a third bag of trash on the curb, maybe they'll be a little bit more judicious in what they throw away, how many bags they put on the curb. But as I said in the last segment, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and this seemed to have backfired.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and that was the intent, because in some cities, I can't remember if it's Kansas City, Kansas, or Missouri, you're not actually allowed to use a trash can. You just have to set your bags
out
on the curb. Well, when you go by some of them, you'll see someone's moving out, moving in, or whatever. There's 30 bags of trash. That takes up so much of the truck and so much of the driver and the helper's time, it's not worth the city or the trash company's time. They're not making any money. They're losing money. And, well, like you said, the world's got to go around somehow, and money's it.
Hey, Frosty, someone's writing in saying Kansas City has bulk pickup all the time. Is that not if you've got a mechanical truck arm? Is that true?
That would be true, and like I said, it depends on which part of the town you're in as to which company's doing it.
Okay.
And waste management has quite a bit more rear-end load, which is what you think of when you see a trash truck, a couple guys chucking trash in the back of a truck. They can crush, it'll crush a car. It doesn't care what you put in it. That assisted side load will only pick up a trash can.
Hey, Frosty, before we let you go, keep it clean. What is the craziest thing you've ever had to pick up?
A homeless man named Terry.
I'm sorry?
A homeless man named Terry.
You threw him in the back of a truck?
Yes. I'm a front-end commercial load. He was in a dumpster. I picked it up, threw him in the back, took off, crushed him six times. I got out at my next stop that I had to roll a trash can. I walked around the front of the truck, and I hear some guy say, "Hey!" And I turn around, and he's sitting on top of my truck.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you meant, like, you picked him up, like, and gave him a ride. You mean you actually...
I tried to throw him away like he was trash.
Oh.
He survived because it was early in the day when the trash, the truck was compacting, he was able to stay up on top of it, and he came out with a scratch on his knuckle.
And Frosty, you can attest to this.
Wow.
That sort of thing happens a lot more than most people would think.
No one will actually ever know how many people are in the landfills, because if I would have not, if he would not have crawled up on top and I crushed him, no one would have ever known. No one would ever know if it was a murder victim or if he was crushed, because the amount of pressure in the back end of that truck is so intense, an autopsy is going to reveal nothing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It happens more times than you would like to know.
Frosty, do appreciate your time and your honesty. Thank you for the call.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, escalated quickly.
Throughout my years in the news business, you would be amazed how many stories I've come across where, and it's almost always the same storyline, a homeless man or woman is sleeping in a dumpster.
Oh, my God.
Collection time comes, the dumpster is dumped, and that's it.
Oh.
That's all she wrote.
I did not see that coming.
Neither did I.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens all the time.
576-7798. Dana and Parks bingo, huh?
Aww.
Doggone it. You got so close. What did you need? Kiss Cave?
Yeah, I needed Kiss Cave. I had three different directions where I was one away. I was only 11 away from a blackout board.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And didn't get a single bingo.
Well, we're sorry we couldn't help you out there.
Doggone
today.
It. I'm sorry about that.
And we are going to start doing, by the way, Festivus Friday bingo, I think, this coming Friday. And that'll be fun. For those of you who want to play along at home, Zipper Merge will not be on there because we have decided to ban grievances about the Zipper Merge.
That is correct.
It's the first banned grievance.
Well, yeah. I mean, abortion would be
well,
one,
yeah.
But it's
the first actual topic where we've said no more calls because we get it all the time. A couple of just interesting, crazy wedding stories to pass along. There is a Texas groom who is accused of robbing a bank the day before the wedding to pay for the ring and the venue.
The ring wasn't already paid for?
His name is Heath Bumpus.
Yeah, say again?
I wouldn't hyphenate that. He's from north of Houston. Robbed the Citizens State Bank. They never get away. I don't understand the bank robbery thing. Have we ever reported?
No.
And they got away with an undisclosed. They always catch you. Do not rob a bank.
And here's the funny thing. There was a bank robber here in town over the weekend. Or last week, late last week. Do people,
you can totally see the guy.
Do people not even try anymore? I mean, if you're going to rob a bank, at least put on a mask.
Are you talking about the bald guy?
I think so.
Yeah, you just look at the picture. If you know him, you know who he is.
Yeah, you just walk right in like, doom 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 doom. I'm here to rob the bank. Are you not even trying?
In this case, Scott, the two were supposed to get married Saturday. God bless him. The fiance said she saw the surveillance video stills of her husband-to-be and knew it was him.
Hmm.
She persuaded Bumpus to turn himself in. He confessed.
Would you marry a person with the last name of Bumpus?
No, I would not.
No, I don't think so.
Bumpus? Like the Bumpus Hounds in A Christmas Story? No. I'm not taking Bumpus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
By the way, nice curlers, Dana.
You're welcome. There is a worse story today about a bride and a groom.
You look like you belong on Hee Haw.
I'm in a mood. Do not get me started.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying you look like you belong on Hee Haw. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I should look like I belong somewhere in 30 minutes and it's a 40-minute drive. But continue on.
Wait. Let's explore.
Yeah, it's
are you not looking forward to this
no,
event tonight?
No, I am. It's just...
Why do you sign up for these things if you don't want to do them?
I do. It's just the clock management in my life is never...
It's not good.
It's never great.
And so where do you have to be?
Overland Park.
Oh, the convention center?
Yes.
At what time?
Oh, as soon as I can get there. It'll be fine.
Okay. All
right. It's only about a 20-minute drive if you step on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, really?
The only thing you're missing is the nightgown.
That's great. Thank you for that. You're in timeout.
I said to my love, your teeth, they need filling. She hauled off and said, you ain't got good sense.
Now that's a look.
You ain't got buck teeth, but when you are smiling, your teeth look more like an old picket fence.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
Continue on.
Okay. A groom has been charged with allegedly sexually assaulting his then-fiancé's bridesmaid. The assault allegedly occurred while the wedding party was preparing for the celebration at a resort on August 30th.
Yeah, the night before the wedding, Scott.
The bridesmaid says they were all drinking 2 days before the wedding. She blacked out. When she woke up, she says her clothes were removed and Daniel Carney allegedly was fondling her.
Oh,
a lot of
God.
Not allegedlies that I have to add into this story.
Oh, no, keep reading. Wait until you hear the rest of it.
Police say a review of surveillance video from the resort does show Carney pulling the woman into the locker room, and she appeared to be extremely unsteady. Police say the groom admitted to taking advantage of the bride's maid. Court documents show investigators listened in on a call between Carney and his accuser. They say during the call, he repeatedly told her he was sorry, specifically saying it was his fault. Prosecutors charged Carney on Thursday with one felony count of involuntary deviant sexual intercourse with an unconscious person.
They buried the lead. Keep reading.
I am. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. According to police, the assault stopped when the bride caught him.
Wow.
But the wedding continued.
The wedding continued.
I was about to say,
Are you kidding?
They didn't get married.
No. It's like the last line in the story. The wedding continued.
The bride caught him.
Are there 14 ellipses after that?
Well, what was the bride doing that made this okay?
Rebecca, break this down for me here, honey.
Uh-huh.
Why in God's name would you continue with the wedding?
No, never.
Why?
Well, unless she was doing something worse and it made this sound not as
I mean, we've already ordered
crazy.
The champagne and the guests are here. I mean, there are a few reasons where you are allowed to be the runaway bride. And the sex assault of your bridesmaid that you mm-hmm. interrupt mm-hmm. is at the top of that list.
Oh, yeah,
justified.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that's not okay behavior? I'm asking.
It's really, I don't.
It's frowned upon.
Why did that wedding continue? You've got to imagine her dad is walking her down the, like, so the everyone knows that this has happened. The families are all there, but we're just going to sit through this and pretend like he didn't sexually assault the bridesmaid, that his probably best man walked down the aisle? No!
Very interesting story.
I don't know what to say.
I would want my gift back.
It's a lot.
We got to run. Hope everybody has a wonderful evening tonight. Don't forget, starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we are back with the keyword to cash. We'll be doing that for about another 4 weeks. There's money to be made, people. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.